Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, what's this meeting about this morning? What do you expect to hear?
Well, it'll be an update from our labor professionals on the status of the negotiations with QP 416 and 79. And I'm not exactly sure what they're going to tell us, but from what I understand, negotiations have been going very slowly, and I guess we'll have to wait and see what their next move will be.
Well, has there been any negotiation since the 16th of December, which is when the union says the city walked from the table and the request for that conciliator came in?
Well, the city asked for the conciliator because negotiations were going very slowly and nothing of value was really taking place. So that's our option, to call for a conciliator, and that's what we've done. We're hopefully the conciliator will be able to get the sides together and get some meaningful discussion taking place.
Okay, the sense is, though, that we're heading for a winter lockout. Because, as you've stated, you'd rather have it in the winter than the summer anyway, so why is that the case?
Well, I don't think we are heading for a lockout. That's not our intent. We want a negotiated settlement. And the reason that we want to get the discussions underway now is because at this time of year, it's less likely that the union will strike us. If we let the matter unfold until the good weather comes, and until the tourists are in town, and until they can apply the most pressure, then the ball turns over in their favor, and it's likely that we would get a strike. If we can get down to discussing the matters right now, it's unlikely that they will strike. They hardly ever strike in January or February, so that's why we want these discussions to take place right now. It's not a matter of us wanting to lock them out.
Yeah, but the kind of discussions that are going to be underway include the kind of concessions the union says it isn't going to give up, like the job security.
Well, unions always say they're not going to make any changes, and of course the city is adamant about its position, but the only way to find out is to get down to meaningful discussions and to get back to the table. The union has been reluctant to come to the table. They want to play it out on their time frame. They want to get to the point in the summer when the tourists are here and when it's difficult for us to deal with the garbage and so on. That's their whole strategy. That plays in every time there's negotiating, and we're trying to change that this time.
So what kind of services would be affected now in the winter, say in February, if there was a strike or a lockout?
Well, again, that's hard to say. We would try and keep services open as best we can. Of course, it's not going to be business as usual, but...
The kind of services that would most directly affect the residents of Toronto, if we're talking about a garbage strike, or we're talking about what, snow removal, or...
Well, garbage, for one thing, is not a bigger problem in the wintertime, of course, as it is in the summertime. And the parks where we stored garbage during a strike aren't being as well used in the winter as it would be in the summer. But on the other hand, people can keep garbage at home for longer periods of time in the winter because it just freezes, and it's not as big a problem as it is in the smelly, in the summer when the heat causes all the smell.
What about snow removal?
Snow removal is about 80% contracted out now, so that service should pretty well continue.
Is the city prepared, do you think, to give anything on this job security issue?
Well, that's to be seen, but it can only happen at the negotiating table, and that's where we want them to be. We want them at the negotiating table now. We feel that we can get a negotiated settlement if we can get them to the table and have some meaningful discussions now at this time of year. If we let it unfold as it always does until the good weather, and it's to their advantage to strike, they will. If we can get them to the table now when it's not to their advantage to strike, then I think we might be able to get a deal.
All right, I'm trying to figure out how the strategies are going to work here. At what point, then, does the city decide a lockout is the answer as opposed to letting these talks drag?
Well, I don't know at what point, because that, again, is going to be advice we're going to get from our professionals, and hopefully it won't get to that point. We think that the pressure points change if you negotiate at this time of year, and then that's why we want to get it done now. So that's why we're trying to, that's why we've asked for the conciliator. They're trained professionals who will hopefully get the sides together and get some discussion underway. And there's a lot of things the city wants that maybe it won't get. And there's a lot of things the union wants and maybe they won't get. But that's what negotiations are all about. And the only way you can find out is to sit down at the table. They won't sit down at the table in a meaningful way.